Caribbean drought and U.S. solitude today on Mission Network News. I'm Dot Morris for Ruth Kramer. Coming up, learn what makes life increasingly desperate in Haiti and why U.S. college students need a listening ear. Find your place in these stories and more on Mission Network News. Life in northern Haiti moves from bad to worse as severe drought drags on. Hurricane Dorian recovery gets the most headlines, but the ongoing drought makes daily life increasingly desperate. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart.
Everyone is describing the Cap Haitien area as the worst it has ever been. And when you're talking about Haiti, that's bad. They have no fuel. There were no sources of water and no food. It's really, really bleak.
This drought is so severe that it sucks water out of the deepest wells. Sometimes hurricane rains can raise the water table, which helps refill the wells. But that's not the case in Cap Haitien.
As that hurricane went through, it kind of sucked Cap Haitien dry and took all of its water to Freeport. We're not big enough to have the resources to handle anything like this. So the best we can do is to keep praying for rain and just take care of the people as they come into the clinic. People can be praying for specifically the north of Haiti because that's where the drought is and that's where the life-threatening things are taking place.
And how do you translate the Bible without the word forgive? That was a situation Door International Bible translators found themselves in. According to Door President Rob Myers, while working with the South Asian deaf community, there was a breakdown in language.
The hard part about that is that it's not just that a particular word in their vocabulary is missing. Conceptually, the idea of I am forgiven, when I stand before God, he doesn't see my sin anymore, but he sees me righteous. These words missing are many times indicative of a very deep theological concept that's missing.
In such situations, translators work with the leaders and community to create a new sign. It's an opportunity in and of itself.
One of the things that I love, particularly about sign languages, is that the bringing of the gospel is actually, it's almost literally the word becoming flesh. It's becoming motions on the hands. It's becoming gestures. It's becoming a part of someone as they're sharing the gospel.
So please pray for wisdom among translators as they work with a largely unreached deaf community and that they'll be receptive to this translated scripture. Loneliness among college students is on the rise. A Cigna survey found college-aged young people in the U.S. reported more feelings of loneliness than previous generations. The Higher Education Research Institute says incoming freshmen rate their physical and emotional health lower every year. These mental health concerns are familiar to InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. InterVarsity's campus staff ministers report many of today's students lack interpersonal connection skills and need to be shown how to talk on a deep level with each other. Greg Howe is the Director of External Relations with InterVarsity.
One of the key ways that we try to serve the campus is provide weekly Bible studies for students to get involved with, in part because obviously we want every student to learn to engage Scripture, but in part we also think it's critical for students to have a weekly meeting where they know the same group of people are going to show up, are going to engage God's word, and then transparently interact with it. Discipleship isn't merely the acquisition of ideas or truths. It's the experience of being in community with one another.
If you know a college student, Howe says opening your home or even sending an encouraging letter goes a long way. InterVarsity also wants to mobilize the body of Christ to pray for college campuses.
InterVarsity and crew have created a resource called everycampus.com, where we're inviting people to prayer walk every campus in the country between now and December 31st.
You can find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? This month, Transworld Radio offers a free booklet called Stories of Hope. It lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dot Morris.